我们继续来查考我们这个礼拜的最近的读经进度。
Let's continue to study our Bible study passages.
士师记，我们来看士师记第七章。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 7.
士师记从第六章开始。
Judges chapter 6.
今天早上我们有查考以色列百姓呼求神在第七节。
So this morning we studied that the Israelites cried out to the Lord in verse 7.
其实神对他们的怜悯没有改变。
And the mercy that God had towards them did not change.
神主要是要等他们回头。
He wanted to wait for them to return.
那神就要用恩典来对待他们。
And he would show them grace.
所以呼求神以后从第八节开始神就要来预备人来救以色列百姓脱离当时米甸人的手里。
And so starting from verse 8, after they had cried out to the Lord, God began to prepare a man to deliver them from the hands of the Midianites.
结果最后神找到了一个人叫基甸。
And God found someone named Gideon.
我们看12节请读。
If you look at verse 12, verse 12, And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor.
这里神称基甸说大能的勇士神与你同在。
And here the Lord called to Gideon and called him, The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor.
我们仔细看神在用一个人有他的条件。
So we know that God has certain requirements if he wishes to use one person.
但是神在用一个人跟人在用人非常不同。
But his way is very different from how man uses a person.
这样如果我们看回来看第六章。
If you turn back to chapter 6.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
请。
Verse 15, So he said to him, O my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house.
这里米甸呢基甸说我没有办法。
Here Gideon says that he was not able.
在马拿西支派中我是最贫穷的。
He was the weakest in the tribe of Manasseh.
那在我父家中我是最微小的。
And he was the least in his father's house.
所以基甸他自己觉得他是不配的。
So Gideon himself thought he was unworthy.
因为他出身很卑微。
Because he had a lowly birth.
他本身没有什么条件可以被神所用。
He had no characteristics that could be used by God.
但是有这样的自觉正是神要用人的一个条件。
But this kind of self-understanding was a requirement that God wanted to use.
整本圣经里面找不到神看到这个人很有恩赐很有能力所以神说我要用你。
And in the whole Bible, you do not find someone that God saw that was very capable and he said that I will want to use you.
所有圣经里面在用人这个人都有一个条件就是觉得自己非常不配。
When we look at the whole Bible, there's one common requirement when God wanted to use someone, and that was that that person thought they were unworthy.
那不配，没有什么条件，怎么能够完成神的工作呢？
And they were unworthy. They did not feel like they had any characteristics to complete the work of God.
那神就会给他恩赐，给他能力来完成神的工作。
But God would give them talents and gifts to complete the work of God.
比方说，《使徒行传》两个很重要的工人。
For example, in the book of Acts, there are two important workers.
一个是彼得。
One was Peter.
一个是保罗。
And another Paul.
彼得什么都没有。
Peter, he had nothing.
他是一个渔夫。
He was a fisherman.
确实是卑微的出身。
And indeed, he had a very lowly birth.
但是我们仔细看神用彼得的时候给他很多恩赐。
But when God wanted to use Peter, he gave him many gifts.
让他最后真的能够做犹太人的使徒。
And so he became a disciple of the Jewish.
在五旬节一次证道感动三千个人来受洗。
And when he preached, he touched 3,000 people to become baptized.
圣经说他是无学的小民，没有受过什么教育。
And the Bible says that he was uneducated.
但是神与他同在，他就能够做成神的工。
But because God was with him, he was able to complete his work.
那如果我们再看保罗。
If you look at Paul.
保罗看起来有很多外在的条件。
Paul on the outside has many characteristics.
啊，他是加玛利门下受教最好的教育。
He received the best education.
哦，他是公会的议员。
And he was part of the Sanhedrin.
哦，这是相当有社会背景的。
And so he had a lot of background in society.
哦，保罗他是法利赛人。
Paul, he was a Pharisee.
是宗教的领导者。
He was a leader, a religious leader.
啊，那一个这么有条件的人。
And someone with such characteristics.
他服侍神越久，到最后他讲什么？
He served God for a long time, and in the end, what did he say?
我过去觉得与我有益的，现在我都当作有损。
He said that everything that I considered a gain in the past, I now consider a loss.
所以神一直让他感觉，他过去的这些法利赛人、公会的议员、加玛列门下受教，这个都没有用了。
So God allowed him to realize that the education he received and his background, this was useless.
哦，真的能够做成神的工，是依靠主耶稣，不是依靠这些外在的。
He was able to complete God's work not because he relied on his background, but rather on God.
所以到最后，保罗说：“我能够夸什么？”
So in the end, Paul says, "What can I boast about?"
我能夸的就是夸我的软弱。
The only thing I can boast about is my weakness.
除了我的软弱，我什么都没有办法夸。
Apart from my weakness, I have nothing to boast about.
这个不是客气啊，这是真正对自己的了解。
This is not him being polite, but rather that he had understanding of himself.
如果诸位不信呢？
And if he did not believe.
啊，试试看，一个慕道者来看什么，你有什么办法能够讲到他信？
If a true seeker comes, how can you talk so that he will believe?
口才吗？
Is it eloquence?
知识吗？
Wisdom?
能力吗？
Your abilities?
名望吗？
Your name.
什么能够让一个慕道者信？
What can cause a true seeker to come to believe?
我们做圣工越久，越发现这些东西哦，在服侍神其实是没有起不了作用的。
The longer we serve God, the more we realize that none of this can spark anything.
那既然起不了作用，我能夸什么？夸我没有办法，软弱。
So then what can you boast about? You can boast about your weakness.
那在这样一个自觉之下，神就可以用我们。
And under this understanding, then God can use us.
那当神用我们做出神的工作，
And when God uses us to complete His work,
我们就记得我过去是一个没有用的人。
Then we can remember that before we were useless.
哎，那是为什么透过我工作可以做完呢？
But how come this work can be completed through me?
这是因为神的恩典，神的能力。
This is because of the grace and power of God.
所以保罗有一段行神迹，等于影子一照过去，病人就好了。
So when Paul was performing miracles, those who his shadow fell on were healed.
这个能力相当大。
This was great power.
那别人就牵牛羊要献祭给他。
And people bought their sheep and cattle to sacrifice to him.
保罗很害怕。
And Paul is very afraid.
他把衣服撕掉，跳到他们中间说：“我也是人呐，跟你们一样。”
And so he tore his clothes and he jumped amongst them and said, I am human just like you.
所以他常常有感觉到我只是一个人，这样神就能够用他，用到他死。
So he had this common feeling that he was only man and that is why God was able to use him until he died.
我们常常提到摩西40岁，信心已经很好了。
We often talk about Moses at 40 years old, he had good faith.
我们现在还比不上。
But we cannot even compare to that.
他放弃王宫的地位。
He gave up his status in the palace.
还有最终的快乐。
And the happiness in his sin.
再来啊，王宫的财宝。
And also the treasures in the palace.
单单就是为着神。
For God.
为着那看不见的富足。
For the inheritance that he could not see.
但是神真的用保罗用摩西是八十岁。
But God did not use Moses until he was 80 years old.
那四十岁信心这么大，为什么一定要等到八十岁？
So his faith was great at age 40. Why did he need to wait until he was 80 years old?
因为八十岁神要呼召他的时候。
Because when God called him at the age of 80.
摩西说：“我是谁？”
Moses said, "Who am I?"
忽然间他了解我是谁，我只不过是一个人。
He realized that he was only human.
那这样神就说我要跟你同在。
And because of this, God says, I will abide with you.
当我们觉得我们只是人，
When we think that we are only human,
我们不是超人，
We are not super, a super being.
我们不是神，
We are not God.
虽然人跟人相比，我们可能高人一等，
Even though when we are comparing ourselves to other people, we might feel like we're better.
站在人神的面前，我们只是尘土。
But in God's eyes, we are only a speck of dust.
那有这样的感觉，神才能够用我们，我们才不会骄傲，也才能够真的把神的工作做好。
Only when we have this kind of feeling and understanding can we complete God's work and God can work in us.
所以主耶稣拣选十二个使徒。
So when Jesus called his 12 disciples,
没有一个法利赛人。
Not one of them was a Pharisee.
里面有四个是渔夫。
Four of them were fishermen.
有一个是税吏。
One was a tax collector.
有一个是政治人物。
One was a politician.
那为什么他不拣选社会里面这些文士法利赛人呢？
And why did he not choose the scribes and the Pharisees in society?
因为当一个人觉得自己非常行的时候，就很难被神所用。
Because when someone feels that he is very capable, it is hard for God to use him.
所以神用拣选米甸基甸因为他有一些素质是神可以用的。
So God called Gideon because he has some characteristics that God could use.
那第二个就是基甸对神的心非常忠心。
And second was that Gideon was very loyal to God in his heart.
我们在服侍神不是做给人看的。
When we are serving God, we are not doing it for man to see.
如果做给人看，有人看，我们就很认真。
If someone is looking at us, then we take a lot of effort into doing it.
那如果没有人看，我们就随便做。
But if no one is watching, then we are not very diligent in doing it.
我们服侍神也不是因为人的鼓励。
We do not serve God because of the encouragement of man.
有人鼓励我就努力做，有人肯定我就更努力做。
If someone encourages me and has faith in me, then I will do it.
那没有人鼓励，我就好像泄气的皮球。
And then if no one encourages me, then I am like a deflated ball.
没有人肯定我就不做。
If no one believes in me, then I will not do it.
这样的服事没有办法持久。
This servitude cannot last for long.
那我们看这个米甸在对神真的是很有心。
If we look at Gideon, he had a great heart or faith towards God.
因为当神向基甸显现的时候。
Because when God showed himself to Gideon.
在第六章的十九节。
If we look at chapter 6, verse 19.
我先看十八节，请。
Verse 18. Do not depart from here, I pray, until I come to you and bring out my offering and set it before you. And he said, I will wait until you come back.
神向他显现这个基甸说，你不要离开我等拿我拿礼物来贡献给你。
When God appeared to Gideon, he said, Do not depart until I bring the offering to you.
十九节。
Verse 19.
基甸就预备一只山羊羔。
So Gideon went in and prepared a young goat.
拿了以法的细面。
And an ephah of flour.
那做了无酵饼。
So he made unleavened bread.
把肉放在筐里带来要献给神。
And he put the meat in the basket and brought it before God.
这个献祭就是我们对神的一种感谢。
So this offering is a way to show thanksgiving towards God.
所以基甸他说神你不要离开他对神真的很感恩的心要尊神为大等我拿礼物来献给你。
So he had a heart of thanksgiving towards God, and he did not want God to depart until he had brought this offering before him.
所以今天我们要服侍神在我们心中神最大。
So today when we serve God, we must have God as the greatest in our heart.
那怎么看出神最大？
And how do we know if God is greatest in our heart?
就是我们常常想要做一些事情让神高兴，那神就最大了。
That is, we often want to seek His favor in all we do.
因为有时候我们是倒过来，常常要我们的旨意能够实现，我们觉得我很有用，有成就感。
Sometimes it is the opposite. We often want our will to come into play.
那是因为我最大嘛。
Because I am the greatest.
那如果神大过我。
But if God is greater than I.
我们常常想说，等一下，我来做一些什么事情让神高兴。
Then we'll think about what we can do to gain favor in the eyes of God.
那这个就代表我们心目中心中神最大。
This represents that God is the greatest in our heart.
所以我们曾经做一些事情讨我们的配偶喜欢。
Before we might have done things to gain favor for our spouses.
我们也曾经做一些事情讨我们的孩子喜欢。
Or to please our children.
我们也曾经做一些事情讨我们的父母喜欢。
Or to please our parents.
但是有时候我们想起来真的不太好意思我活到现在我到底很认真很用心的做的什么事情要来讨神喜欢
But we may be embarrassed when we think about what we have done that is to be pleasing in the eyes of God.
忽然间一算，好像算不到。
It seems like we cannot count many things.
那如果我们很刻意的，神啊，我做这件事情就是要讨你喜欢。
But if we deliberately do something to gain favor in the eyes of God,
当我们把神往上提，
when we elevate God,
在神的心目中，我们的他也把我们往上提。
Then he will also elevate us in his heart.
神就纪念我们。
And he will remember us.
这是基甸他的心意。
This is Gideon's heart.
好，那现在25节开始神就叫基甸做一件事情。
Starting from verse 25, God instructed Gideon to do one thing.
这件事情不好做。
This was not an easy task.
好，我们看25节，请读。
Verse 25, Now it came to pass the same night that the Lord said to him, Take your father's young bull, the second bull of 7 years old, and tear down the altar of Baal that your father has, and cut down the wooden image that is beside it.
好，这里说神要基甸把他父亲为巴利所筑的坛把它砍下来，那然后把那个柴拿来当火烧啊，献祭。
And so what God wanted him to do was tear down the altar of Baal that his father had made and use the wood as an offering.
那这个跟亚伯兰献独生子一样。
And this is like Abraham when he sacrificed his only son.
在基甸的心里面就开始挣扎。
There was a struggle within Gideon's heart.
我爱我爸爸。
Do I love my father?
我也爱神。
And I love God.
但到底我爸爸比神还重要，还是神比我爸爸还重要？
But is my father more important than God, or God more important than my father?
如果我们看了后面的他要拆毁以后有一些人就来见基甸的父亲了，说要把那个人找出来，要把他治死。
So after he had teared down the altar, some men came to look for his father, to see who had teared down the altar.
可见说基甸的父亲借这个巴利这个坛他也有他的影响力。
And so through this altar of Baal, his father had some influence.
有一些跟随的人。
There were some followers.
那现在把这个坛拆掉，他父亲的影响力就没有了。
And now they had destroyed this altar, his father no longer had influence.
谁愿意做呢？
And who was willing to do this?
但是因为神比我父亲大。
But because God is greater than my father.
所以神要我做的基甸就去做。
And because God wanted me to do this, Gideon did so.
这个证明他的心里面神的重要性已经超越他的家庭。
So this is evidence that in Gideon's heart, God was greater than his family.
所以他对神有敬拜感恩的心，再来。在他的心目中，神高过他的父母。
So he had a heart of thanksgiving, and fear towards the Lord, and also God was greater than his family.
所以这件事情做完，我们看第六章的34节。
After this was completed, we look at chapter 6, verse 34. Verse 34, But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, then he blew the trumpet, and the Abiezrites gathered behind him.
这个34节就说神的灵就降临在基甸身上。
Verse 34, it says the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon.
那这个神的灵降临在基甸身上就是12节神应许的实现。
And so when the Spirit came upon Gideon, it is like what is told in verse 12.
请读。
Verse 12, And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor.
这里说神要与你同在，你是大能的勇士。
Here it says, The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor.
所以这个大能的勇士，这个能从哪里来？就是从神与你同在。
This mighty man of valor, where does his might come from? It comes from the guidance of God.
那这个神与你同在，再看16节。
If you look at verse 16, Verse 16, And the Lord said to him, Surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man.
这个十六节是过未来式，说我要与你同在，你就必打击米甸人，如同击打一人一样。
Verse 16 was something that was to happen in the future, that he would defeat the Midians as one man.
所以米甸人虽然很强。
So even though the Midianites are very strong,
如果一个人有神同在，
If someone has the guidance of God,
米甸人就算不了什么。
Then the Midians counted as nothing.
所以神说我要与你同在。
That is why God said, I will be with you.
那这个应许就到34节实现。
And the promise came true in verse 34.
神的灵降在基甸身上，所以他就从那个时候开始就开始来执行神的任务。
When the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, from then on, he carried out the task that God gave him.
所以今天我们要服侍神，很重要的条件，就是要神的同在，同工。
For us to serve God today, a very important requirement is to have the guidance of God.
那除了祷告被圣灵充满之外，
And apart from praying and being filled with the Holy Spirit,
那神要同在的人，就是需要有基甸这两个素质。
For God to abide with someone, they must have similar characteristics to Gideon.
那第七章开始，基甸就要拣选一些人来跟他一起把神的托付完成。
So starting from chapter 7, Gideon wanted to choose some men to complete the task with him.
那这个托付就是把米甸人赶出去。
And that was to drive out the Midianites.
那我们先来看神在做事前跟人在想法真的是差太多了。
So we can see how God does things and what man thinks is very different.
我们先来看第七章。
Chapter 7.
第二节，请读。
Verse 2, and the Lord said to Gideon, the people who are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel claim glory for itself against me, saying, my own hand has saved me.
第三节。
Verse 3, now therefore proclaim in the hearing of the people, saying, whoever is fearful and afraid, let him turn and depart at once from Mount Gilead. And 22,000 of the people returned and 10,000 remained.
Okay. 有好多人啊，要来加入这个基甸的行列，要来打这个米甸人，把他们打败，得到自由。
Many people wanted to join Gideon to fight for their freedom.
到底多少人呢？
How many people?
如果第三节最后把它加起来是32,000人。
So if we add the people in the latter portion of verse 3, then it would be 32,000.
那人这么多不是好吗？一个人刀捅一下，敌人早就跑光了。
Isn't it better to have more men to fight against the enemy?
但是神说人太多。
But God said there were too many.
这样不好了。
And this was not good.
为什么？
Why?
他说免得以色列人向神夸说是我们的手救了我们。
He said, lest Israel claim glory for itself against me, saying my own hand has saved me.
就把他的这个功劳归给自己了，因为我们人多，我们很努力，所以我们得胜了。
And so they have given glory for their own victory.
那神的荣耀要在那里显现出来。
And God's glory would not be manifested.
就是在人很少，但是能够在神的同在下打胜仗，这个就是神的荣耀。
God's glory is with very few people, they will be able to defeat their enemy.
所以教会的圣功有时候我们想人越多越好，看起来还是很合理。
And so when we are doing church holy work, it seems very reasonable for us to think the more people, the better.
但是有时候我们的真正的体验，也不一定人越来越多这工作就能够做得好。
But from our own experiences, the more people we have does not mean that we can complete the work better.
那也不是人不是很多，工作就没有办法做好。
And it isn't to say that without men you cannot complete the work.
那重要是在什么？
What is the main point?
所以到最后他要拣选一批人真的来打战。
So he wanted to choose a group of people to fight.
结果他神告诉他有两个方法来拣选人。
And God gave him two methods to do this.
就要经过两步骤。
There were two steps.
第一个步骤，凡是怕的可以离开。
First, all who were fearful could leave.
因为怕就没有办法打战啊。
If you were fearful, you could not fight.
怕就有保留啊。
And if you are fearful, then you refrain.
怕就会退缩。
And you will draw back.
怕就没有力量。
You have no power.
那这个怕以现在来讲是什么？
So when we're talking about fear, what does this mean for us today?
这个怕就是说我们不敢承担责任。
It means that we are afraid to take on the responsibility.
所以有的人我帮忙可以，我不要负责。
Some people, they're willing to help but not take the responsibility.
那为什么不要负责？
Why do they not want to be responsible?
因为负责任是一个压力。
Because this is a kind of pressure.
那帮忙没有责任。
And if you help, there is no responsibility.
要来就来，不来就不来。
You can come and go as you please.
我喜欢就做，不喜欢就不做。
And if you like it, you will do it. If you don't, then you don't have to.
我方便就做，不方便我就不做。
And if it's convenient for me, then I can do it.
就很自由啊。
It's very free.
那如果人很多，大家都是帮忙，这个圣功很难推动。
But if there's a lot of people and everyone is just trying to help, then it's very hard for us to do work.
所以需要有人，我不怕责任。
So there has to be people who are not afraid of responsibility.
我不怕压力。
I'm not afraid of pressure.
靠着神，神帮助一定可以把它做好。
By trusting in God, I can complete the work.
那这样就可以来承担圣工。
Then you can take on the burden of holy work.
加拉太书里面在讲使徒教会有三个柱子。
And so in the book of Galatians said there are three pillars in the book in the church.
彼得、雅各、约翰。
Peter, James, and John.
为什么用柱子来形容？
And so why did he describe them as pillars?
你看那个盖大楼，盖的100层高啊，最后还是柱子是承重力量。
If you look at a building that's 100 floors high, the pillars are the ones that support it.
所以这个教会使徒教会的三个承受力量的人就是彼得、雅各、约翰。
So for the church, there were three pillars that were withstanding the pressure.
所以教会里面要有柱子，这个教会才稳定。
So the church must have these pillars to be stable.
这个柱子要承受压力，承受责任。
And these pillars must be able to take on pressure and responsibility.
所以你怕不敢负责任，不敢牺牲，就没有办法来做神的工。
So if you are fearful, you are unwilling to sacrifice or take responsibility, then you cannot do the work of God.
这是第一个，为什么说怕的不可以，怕的就让他走。
And that is why the first method was to say to those who are fearful that they could leave.
第二个，这个怕，这个负面的感觉有传染性。
And second, when you fear, this negative feeling can spread.
不是正面的造就，是有败坏性的。
And it is not a very positive effect.
我们看民数记的十三章。
If you look at Numbers chapter 13.
民数记的十三章。
Numbers chapter 13.
32.
And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, The land through which we had gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature. 33. There we saw the giants, the descendants of Anak came from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight.
14:1.
Chapter 14, verse 1. So all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night.
你看啊，这个三十节开始啊。
Starting from verse 30.
就是有十个探子，他开始讲啊，不行。
We see that three spies said that they could not do it.
因为那里的人啊，非常强壮。
Because the people there were very big and mighty.
我们就好像蚱蜢被他吞吃了。
And they were just like grasshoppers before them.
那城墙非常高大。
And the wall was very tall.
我没有办法打胜。
We cannot defeat them.
那这些负面的消息一存续，好像病菌一样。你看十四章全会众大家都哭起来。
So this bad report was like a pestilence that spread throughout the land, and all of them wept.
那就开始埋怨了，我们不如死在埃及。
So they began to grumble and complain and said, "We should have just died in Egypt."
或者死在这个旷野。
Or in the wilderness.
所以。这个负面的消息会败坏人的信仰。
So this bad report can have a negative effect on a person's faith.
圣经里面雅各书说神是美善的。
And so in the book of James, it says that God is
我们看雅各书第一章。
If we look at James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章。十七节。
James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning.
从神来是全备的，是美善的。
He said, every good gift and perfect gift is from above.
从上头来是众光之父，它里面没有黑暗。
And he is the Father of lights. There's no darkness in him.
所以这都是正面的。
These are all very positive.
因此一个人有神同在，他在看事情，他在想事情是正面的。
And so someone who has the guidance of God, what they say and what they think is very positive.
只要合神旨意，没有一件事情做不好，不能够完成。
According to the will of God, there is no deed that cannot be completed.
为什么？合神旨意，神能力无穷大。
Because why? If it is according to God's will, God is mighty.
所以我们在教会谁能负责圣工呢？就是有神的这种信心，我们在看事情、讲话都是正面的。
So who can do the holy work in the church is those who have faith in God, who have very positive thoughts and speech.
这样神就可以用了。
Then God can use them.
比方说 我最近到北加州、在东湾、在看他们买那个新的会堂。
So recently, I went to North California at East Bay Church.
他们找会堂已经找了十几年了。
They've looked for a chapel, a church for 10-some years.
就是要为了买会堂，意见大家都不一样。
And because they have all have different opinions on purchasing a chapel.
但是对神来讲，找一个会堂，神哪里有什么困难？
For God, it is very easy to find a chapel.
所以找会堂最困难的是什么？
But what is the most difficult thing?
大家都觉得我们没有办法。
Everyone thinks that they are unable.
所以开始谦卑下来祷告，就这么简单。
And once you humble yourself and pray, it is that easy.
把嘴闭起来，安静下来，谦卑祷告。
Once everyone is quiet and they pray together,
那开始同心合意祷告，会堂就跑出来了。
And once they are in one accord in prayer, then they have a chapel.
就离原来聚会的地方啊，差两条街。
And it is only two streets from where they used to worship.
那本来预算200万，因为这个东湾地区啊，房子也很贵啊。
And because the cost of the
湾区啊，房子都很贵。
So East Bay's houses are very expensive.
结果不到100万就买完了。
And so they were able to purchase it with
交通又方便，不到100万 ，one million.
With less than 1 million.
所以一搬进去，大家都很高兴，这个是意外，我从来没有想过的。
So this was beyond their understanding and thoughts, and this was what they didn't think of.
那为什么能够找到？谁都没有想过那个地方。
And why were they able to purchase this? No one had thought of this location.
因为神凡事都能。
Because with God, everything is possible.
所以我们对教会的事情不要讲太多负面。
So we should not speak too many negative things on church matters.
只要合神旨意，每一件都可以完成。
As long as it is according to the will of God, everything can be completed.
问题是我们有没有信心，这是关键，不在乎神能不能。
The key point is if we have the faith, it is not if God is able.
所以32,000人怕的可以回去，回去的20,000。
And so 32,000 people, those who are afraid could go back, so those who went back were 22,000.
我们现在再回来看，那第二个条件又是什么？
And if we look at the second criteria,
我们看约书亚士师记第七章。
If you turn back to Judges chapter 7.
士师记的第七章。
Chapter 7.
第五节。
Verse 5. So he brought the people down to the water, and the Lord said to Gideon, Everyone who laps from the water with his tongue as a dog laps, he shall set apart by himself. Likewise, everyone who gets down on his knees to drink.
第六节。
Verse 6. And the number of those who lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, was 300 men, but all the rest of the people got down on their knees to drink water.
第七节。
Verse 7. Then the Lord said to Gideon, By the 300 men who lapped, I will save you and deliver the Midianites into your hand. Let all the other people go, every man to his place.
好，现在剩10,000人，他们敢拼命敢死。
And so now there were only 10,000 men left.
那现在人还太多。
And there were still too many.
那就要找人啊。
So now they had to find men.
就叫他们喝水。
And he told them to drink water.
跪下来喝水的要站在一边。
Those who kneel down to drink water would be set apart.
然后像狗一样的用舌头来舔水的要站在另外一边。
And those who drank with their tongue like a dog, they were to be set apart on the
other side. 所以第六节，用手捧着舔水的有300个人。
So there were 300 who lapped with their hands.
那其他都跪下来喝。
And others, the others kneeled.
那神说，这300个人就是我要用的。
And God said, these 300 men are those that I do want to use.
那到底这在讲什么？
What is this talking about?
我们知道以前在打战的时候要穿那个战甲。这个。Armor, yeah.
So before when they used to fight, they would have to put on the armor.
那这个战甲都是有的用铁、用铜做的。
And some of them were made out of metal.
是很重的。
It is very heavy.
所以如果喝水跪下来。
So if they were to kneel down to drink.
那敌人一出现，你爬不起来。
And the enemy was to appear all of a sudden, they could not get up.
他就被杀掉了。
Then they would be killed.
就是他对战争没有警觉性。
And that means that they were not alert.
比方说我们家里面养的狗，我们家有谁养的狗睡觉是四脚朝天的。
Is there anyone who has a dog who sleeps with his four legs in the air?
如果那一条狗四脚朝天，那是娱乐用的，它不能真的做什么。
And if that dog sleeps with his four legs in the air, he is just for our enjoyment. He cannot do much.
狗在睡觉都是耳朵趴在地上。
When dogs sleep, they have their ears on the floor.
所以你还没有走到，他已经知道你来了。
So before you approach them, they already know you are coming.
因为他是要看守，他有警觉性。
Because he is alert. He is a guard dog.
那这三百个人，他是站着用捧手喝，如果敌人一来到，他马上可以拔剑，可以防卫。
And so these 300 men, they drank out of their hands. They were standing, so whenever the enemy came, they could be ready to fight.
所以什么样的人真的可以被神所用？
So who can be used by God?
就是我们在我们的生活形态已经预备到适合来服侍神。
You have prepared yourself in your daily life to serve God.
那这个生活形态要预备到适合来服侍神，就要用真理来调整我们的生活。
And to prepare our lives to serve God, you must use the truth.
圣经说用真理来束腰。
And so like the Bible says, you have the belt of truth.
没有经过真理的操练，我们的生活从属灵上来看是松散，好像衣服松散的，没有力量。
And without this belt that girds you, then you are very loose in your life.
那工作一交来，你发现没有办法做。
So when the work comes, you cannot do it.
为什么？因为我们生活没有经过真理的操练。
Because your life has not gone through the training by truth.
所以有时候是没有时间，因为太多其他世界的琐事占住了。
And sometimes it is because you do not have time. You are consumed by the things of the world.
所以圣经说要服侍神，要离开偶像，要归向神。
And so the Bible says to serve God, we must depart from idols and return to God.
就是一个一个把偶像拿掉。
That is to remove one idol one by one.
那在我生活中，神最重要。
And to have God is the most important in our lives.
有这样的操练， 我要服侍神，神就可以用我们。
Under this training, then we can serve God.
你还有太多事情比神还重要，那些事情你就没有办法服侍神。
And if things, other things are more important than God, then God cannot use us, and we cannot serve Him.
所以要服侍神，需要调整生活跟要打仗一样，就可以被神用。
So to serve God, we must adjust our lives like we are going into war.
那这三百个人既然有这些条件，
So these 300 people, they had this characteristic.
所以神就用他们。
So God used them.
就打胜仗了。
And they were to go battle.
第八章，我们看第八章。
If you look at chapter 8.
28节。
Verse 28. Chapter 8, verse 28. Thus Midian was subdued before the children of Israel, so that they lifted their heads no more, and the country was quiet for 40 years in the days of Gideon. So that Midian was subdued by the Israelites. They were subdued by 300 men.
为什么？因为神与他们同在。
Why? Because God was with them.
那国中太平就四十年。
And the country was quiet for 40 years.
所以每一个世代，神都要用人来完成他的工作。
So in each generation, God has someone that He wants to use to complete His work.
能够被神所用，这是机会，这也是恩典。
And to be used by God, this is an opportunity. This is the grace of God.
其实教会很需要人。
The church needs people.
如果我们预备好，神就会把工作交给我们。
If we prepare ourselves, then God will give us the work.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn. 119. Kneel down and pray again.
为身体欠安的同龄祷告。
And let us pray for the brothers and sisters who are physically weak.
为灵恩部大会祷告。
And also for our upcoming ESSC.
为一些信仰需要我们支援的一些信徒来祷告。
And let us pray for the members who need our prayers in regards to their faith.
我们一起来祈祷。
Let's pray one accord.